baby killers in black and blue. In recent days, the armed standoff in Los Angeles gripped the heart, especially when news emerged that one of the two slain in the hail of police bullets was an adorable toddler, 19-month-old Susie Pena. Within hours of the deaths, police rushed the mic to proclaim the murderer of the child was her dead father, Jose Raul Lemos, who traded fire with cops as he held his baby in his arms. When a coroner's report uncovered the fact that the baby was slain by police fire, the story became, he made us do it. A man driven to the brink of madness made cops fire over 90 shots with semi-automatic weapons, killing himself and his child. I thought of the recent incident in Northern California, when police, acting on an erroneous tip, fired over 100 shots at a motorist who, it turned out, was unarmed and thankfully only wounded and not killed by the storm of bullets. Invariably, after incidents like these, police mouthpieces are trotted out to report that the officers involved followed departmental policy. Don't worry, they seem to be saying, no policy was violated when we shot over 100 bullets in this ghetto neighborhood. I wondered, what's policy? Policy is what the department says it's okay to do. They set policy for themselves. Remember when the little black girl in grade school was handcuffed by cops? Policy. Nothing personal. Just policy. In L.A., Police Chief William Bratton bum-rushes the mic to take a few digs at the dead. He used drugs, Bratton assures us. He was a bad guy. And one wonders about Bratton's expertise other than the abysmal record left in New York City, like the fatal police strangulation of Anthony Baez, or the doorpost slaughter of Amadou Diallo, shot 41 times by Bratton's minions. And then it dawns, this is indeed expertise of a sort. Seems New York can teach L.A. a thing or two. We're looking at cowboys, wild racing, gun battles, chokings. Remember Daryl Gates' reference to how chokeholds didn't kill normal people? Bombings and 100 shots in a residential neighborhood at an innocent motorist on a false stolen car policy. Cowboys just being cowboys. Policy. This very weekend, a man took to the roof of his estranged wife's suburban Pittsburgh home, armed with a small caliber pistol. He rolled around on the roof and appeared to be under some drugs influence, pointing his gun to his temple. This went on for about 4 hours, and not a shot was fired before the husband came down. Oh yeah, I've almost forgot. This was a white guy. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.